Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Saturday show. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian
Nudge
and the Reverend Captain Kickass. Nudge is here with us as a special guest co-host tonight. You can follow him on his Twitter account at @TheNudge4.
Yeah.
And he's also got an Odyssey channel called
All my socials are at cointr.ee/nudge.
Very good. I think that's linked on your it's linked to your Twitter. So check him out. We did a lot of talk earlier in the show about your experiences traveling around. For people that want to learn more about that, you've got videos on an Odyssey channel where they can watch your
experiences.
So check that out. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, though. First up, we have Robert on the line in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to say that if you want to benefit from inflation, the best way to do it is to find out where the, in German the word is Engpass. That means the place where the supply is restricted the most. For example, in John D. Rockefeller's time, it was the refining of oil. So he went into refining with Henry Flagler. And John D. Rockefeller said, you have to sell something where the people are standing in line to buy it. And that was fuel. People wanted it desperately badly. And the thing is, you keep raising the price to figure out exactly what the price is, what that the market will bear. In other words, if you charge too much for it at that point, you'd sell a little less. And if you sold it for a little less than what the market will bear, then you'd sell more of it than you really needed to have to in order to make the most profit. And that's how you benefit the most.
Dynamic pricing, then.
Well, that has nothing to do with inflation. You're just talking about setting a price in a market.
Well, the reason why it has to do with inflation is because you'd be the first one to benefit from inflation. As the price goes up, the market will bear a little bit more, and you'll sense that immediately.
No, you don't understand.
Well, what he is describing, though, is what happens to the banks and what some people refer to as the elite, as well as the governments. They're the first sort of, they get the benefit first, right? When this new money is printed by either the banks or the Federal Reserve, then the people who already have the money and own the money, they get the first benefit of that by being able to spend it first.
Correct. That's how you, if you're gonna quote unquote benefit from inflation, you have to be politically connected and you have to, you know the politicians and get government money, handed to you first. But what you're describing, Robert, is just the process of setting a price based on what you think the market will bear. And you use the term when the price goes up. Well, if the price is going up and you are somebody selling at a retail location, that means your wholesaler is charging you more. So generally, when the price goes up, you have to charge more if you want to keep making the same profit. And of course, everybody else is also charging more because all of the wholesalers are also raising their rates because everything costs more when you inflate the money supply. Everything from, the rawest of raw materials to the, of course, transactional cost of getting them from one point to another, the logistics of it, because you have to spend gas in order to get things from point to point. So everything just builds on these price increases, and they all come out of the government money just continually being printed.
Well, there's another thing that the people from Baden-Württemberg believed. In those days, they spoke a language called Schwäbisch, which is an old German dialect. And in Schwäbisch, the saying goes, wer den Pfennig nicht ehrt, ist kein Taler wert. Whoever doesn't honor the penny is not worth a taler, which was the old German word for taler, T-A-L-L-E-R, pronounced dollar, exactly the same as ours. And they believed in that. And John D. Rockefeller went into one of his fabrication facilities, in other words, a factory, and he looked at what was going on, and he saw the man putting one drop of, putting the lead around the corner of the little, they used to sell them in little containers, the oil, in the gasoline at the beginning. So he said to the guy, okay, you put one drop less every time you make one of those. And when it started to leak, he said, okay, put one drop more, and that's how many drops you put in from now on. In other words, they were interested in saving the tiniest amount of money because they believed that it's the little things that count when you're doing a massive volume like that.
Okay, I don't know what that has to do with inflation, but thank you for the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. If we're talking about, you know, manufacturing a product at optimal levels.
Okay. It sounded like he was talking about what some of the producers of goods, and I'm thinking foods in the grocery store, they do. There's a term for it. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Shrinkflation,
yeah. Yes, thank you. That sounded like what he was describing to me.
Yeah, and then he made this German statement about if you don't honor the penny, you know, you shouldn't be dealt with or something like that. And it's like, well, have you heard about the hyperinflation that the German people had to face in the 1920s? Because it would take a wheelbarrow full of money to buy, like, a loaf of bread at that time. Let me tell you, people weren't giving a damn about whatever the penny was at that moment because that wouldn't do anything.
Didn't that happen in Greece?
Right? It's happening in a bunch of places.
Venezuela.
Right now it's happening.
People just don't seem to understand that a state-based currency, a government currency, is not the same as a free market currency. In fact, there hasn't been a free market currency that I'm aware of until Bitcoin.
Well, I mean, there's always been gold and silver. I mean, the Liberty Dollar came out in the late 1990s.
I do remember the Liberty Dollar. Yeah.
Until the federal government raided their headquarters in 2007, brought the creator of the Liberty Dollar up on counterfeiting charges.
Bernard
von Nothaus. So, I mean, there have been alternatives out there, but they've never been widespread.
And, like, when people go, whoa, but every country has a currency, this is still a limited market. Right? This is a state-based, coercion-based, violence-based market. It's not based on the free market at all, period. Cryptocurrency is a free market. It's the freest market of currency that, in my opinion, has ever existed. I can't think of another freer market of currency for the first time. And it didn't ask permission. Because if it did, the government would have been like, no.
Of course.
You can't make this. Well, why not? Well, because we rule and you don't.
You can't compete with us. That's what they would say. Yeah. You're absolutely spot on about that. And crypto, the thing that made it so free was that it's code.
Yeah.
You know, it exists on the internet. And so no one can stop it because you can't close the internet down at this point. Cat's out of the bag.
To me, it's more than code. It's language. And I try to explain this to people who I ask, have you ever played music? Well, I took, like, piano lessons in the third grade. Okay, so you understand that music exists. You understand that, you know, playing notes and that music is an expression generally of your feelings, right? Mm. It's usually how musical art is made. Like, somebody says, oh, I want a ditty for my commercial that's sort of upbeat and happy, right? And somebody's got to invent, like, a happy melody or whatever, right? So it's an expression of your feelings, right?
I like that. Yeah, I've heard someone else say it as music is what feelings sound like.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the same way, cryptocurrency is a language that expresses value, right? And that's why it exists. That's why it can exist without permission, because it has been designed to do so, as opposed to government currencies, which have been designed to fund their murder sprees and your oppression and steal from you and do all sorts of other, all the bad things that people are afraid will happen in the absence of government are happening in the presence of government by the governments and from the governments themselves.
And that's also why blockchain and cryptocurrency projects have existed long ago, and some of them just aren't here now because they didn't prove some kind of value to the marketplace.
Yeah, there have been thousands of failed cryptocurrency experiments. We don't talk about them because they're not worth talking about. Most of them aren't even memorable in any way, shape, or form. Some of them still kind of exist, but they don't really, you know, they're not making any kind of impact. Of course, there are thousands of them that do exist today, but only some of them are actually relevant. And that goes back to one of the things you were saying earlier, Nudge, that you don't spend time promoting or talking about or anything that's not actually useful to you. And I think that's an important, you know, difference. There's so many of these meme coins out there, which they're fun or whatever. Like, oh, haha, it's a Doge, or, you know, okay,
yeah,
I get it.
Cute or trendy or whatever.
Is that ever going to amount to anything besides just, you know, like you said, a trend, something that's temporary? We continue here. Your calls are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160, although Doge may last longer than the U.S. dollar at this point.
Get those wheelbarrows ready.
There's more on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Join us, 603-283-6160. It doesn't have to be about the inflation situation. It can be whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. The phones are open for you. 603-283-6160. Join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. More coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
And The Nudge.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
You can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can join us in real life at ForkFest, which is coming up this summer.
I'm stoked.
Great opportunity to come check out New Hampshire. You've heard a lot about the freedom movement here. You want to see if it's a real thing? Well, come on out to ForkFest. And if you get a chance, you should also go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which happens the week before ForkFest, although it is basically a sold-out event at this point. ForkFest, not sold out because, well, essentially it can't really sell out unless the campground sells out, and that's probably not going to happen. ForkFest is a much more intimate event than the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It happens this year from June 27th through July 3rd. It's the same place as the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no tickets, no one's in charge, so you bring yourself and bring whatever it is you want to bring to the party, basically. So if you want to, you know, just hang out with people, you can do that. That's easy enough. If you want to create a thing for other people to do, maybe you want to cook and offer food for sale, or maybe you want to create a poker game or karaoke. I know Bonnie said she wants to do karaoke. Or host it, I guess, this year. So
you love karaoke.
I do. But Bonnie said she wants to do karaoke, meaning
awesome.
And if you wanted to attend ForkFest and then ForkFest, you don't even have to leave. You just stay put.
You just stay right there. Yep, it's that's a great way to
North
do it.
Country
if you got the 2 weeks, then that's a great way to spend 2 weeks with more freedom lovers than you could possibly imagine. Go to ForkFest.party and learn more about it. All you have to do to attend is just reserve your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. And, of course, you don't have to stay for the whole week. If you can only get off for the weekend, then come on up. They've got an amazing fireworks show that they do on that weekend there at the campground. It's ForkFest.party to learn more about the event as we go to your calls and thoughts. We have Stephen in North Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Stephen.
Hey, so I have a bunch of inflation questions for you guys and some inflation questions regarding Bitcoin.
Sure.
So I don't know why I remember this. But I don't know, I was 14 or so 15 years ago, the national debt ceiling got raised to $10 trillion, and everyone lost their mind because there was no way we could have $10 trillion in debt, and now it's like, can we please go back to that?
There are 30 trillion now.
Yeah, 30.3, yeah. I just pulled up the national debt clock.
Who's counting at this point?
If inflation is a large money supply, a growing money supply chasing a dwindling goods and services industry, then how does the debt itself affect that?
How does the government's debt affect inflation?
Inflation, yeah, does it?
So government debt is, I'm going to turn you down there because I know you're probably calling from work. I think he said he works in the kitchen there.
Oh, that's why we're here in the dishwasher.
If y'all are here, I'll walk outside.
Yeah, yeah. So government debt is, you know, when they have, was it the deficit is the difference between the spending and what they bring in, right? And then I believe that goes on to the debt, if I recall correctly.
I believe you're correct. The way I look at the government debt is, first of all, it's their way of paying for war on the backs of the unborn.
Mm-hmm.
That is to say that whenever somebody is born on the soil known as the United States of America, that they are immediately in debt to the tune of well over $10,000. I think it's like $30,000, $40,000.
Debt per citizen, according to usdebtclock.org, is currently $91,229.
All right, so 90 grand. You're born, you're 90 grand in debt because you live in the geographic area known as the United States of America. This is wrong on every level. If the cost of war was actually borne in real time by the current living people, we'll call them citizens for lack of a better term, if it was actually borne by the current living citizens, war would be over tomorrow. Because the citizens would get the bill and they'd be like, no, I am not paying this. You guys are high. We're not doing this. There might even be a revolution. But because they're like, oh, well, we're gonna borrow money from this entity called the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor has any reserves, and they're gonna print it and then they're gonna call it debt, and that debt's gonna grow, so nobody actually sees the cost of war. which, in my opinion, I believe is the majority of the debt that exists there. But nobody ever sees the cost of war, so you don't actually feel it in your pocketbook. You go on and you continue to pay taxes. Meanwhile, that debt grows and grows and grows and grows.
Yeah, so inflation is just the money supply, basically, and you know, they do have to inflate in order to increase the debt, in order to do more wars, so they are tied together in that way.
The fact that a baby can be born in the United States of America and be $91,000 in debt.
Well, that's just pure fantasy. I'm sorry. I don't believe for a moment that just because you're sucking air on this plot of land means you've all of a sudden adopted their debt.
It should upset a whole bunch of people.
I didn't sign an agreement. I didn't sign a contract saying that I agreed to pay for these insane people in Washington, D.C. and what they're doing there.
Me neither. But they're still doing it.
You're not in debt.
They're still doing it. Well, they're claiming you are, and they're still taxing you.
That's ridiculous.
So it's all ridiculous. Well, it is a big steaming pile of ridiculousness.
Well, it's also a reason why some of these other countries that have tried to copy the United States and printing their money endlessly have experienced hyperinflation in the last couple of years because they don't have the same privileges. And there's all these powerful countries and organizations around the world that are dependent on the dollar staying stable. So you have all this debt that's piling up, and everyone knows what's going to happen when the bill comes due. So basically, they just get to keep gambling with your future.
They kick the can down the road over and over again. And here's another interesting statistic they have here at usdebtclock.org is the federal debt to GDP ratio. And what that means is, well, what amount of the GDP, the gross domestic product, what is that? How does that compare to the amount of federal debt that there is? Again, we know there's $30.3 trillion in national debt. That, according to this, it is at 125.59%, meaning that the debt is higher than the GDP by 125%. It used to be in the year 2000, just 20 years ago, 58.5%.
Yeah.
Prior to that in 1980, 34.5%. So, I mean, this is, you want to talk about unsustainable levels of debt? We're in the middle of it right now.
The math just doesn't work out in the long run.
You said you had more than one question, Stephen, or did that answer it for you?
Well, that answers a lot of it, but so Bitcoin, I've been looking at Bitcoin more so as like a sort of rebellion, I guess. Like, I'm done with you. I'm disconnecting in every way, shape, and form. I think there's other ways of doing it, but I think it's a nice way of doing it. But how much of Bitcoin's value going up isn't because Bitcoin's going up, but because the dollar's going down?
That's a really interesting question, actually.
It's a great question.
And I don't know if there's any real way to answer it. I suspect it is going up faster than the value of the dollar going down, because you can still buy the relative, you know, you can still buy a certain amount of goods.
I suspect it's a little of both.
Well, let's talk about it. Hold that thought. We'll continue here with that question and more in moments. It's for...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The UN's former chief prosecutor for war crimes has called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Carla DuPont is talking to media in her native Switzerland, marking the release of her latest book. She has called for an international arrest warrant to be issued for Putin, adding there were clear war crimes being committed in the country. The Kremlin invaded Ukraine nearly 2 months ago. DuPont says suspected war crimes committed by both countries should be investigated. U.S. Treasury officials are arguing that sanctions are weakening the Russian currency despite gains this week. The exchange rate as of Friday is 85 rubles to equal $1, just shy of the rate prior to the February invasion. A senior Treasury official said weekly inflation in Russia is a direct effect of sanctions from the U.S. and allies. The Dow and the Nasdaq was essentially flat at the end of the week. This is USA Radio News. E-commerce giant Amazon says it's disappointed with the outcome of a union vote at one of their Staten Island facilities. Employees there voted to be the first Amazon warehouse to unionize. In a statement, the company said they are evaluating its options, including filing objections based on inappropriate and undue influence of the National Labor Relations Board. Meantime, employees of the Amazon Labor Union celebrated in Brooklyn outside of the NLRB building where the votes were counted. Chris Smalls, a fired Amazon employee who helped organize the union, spoke to WCBS-TV. He called the victory a revolution for a better quality of life.
We're fighting for $30 an hour. We're fighting for longer breaks. We're fighting to be shareholders again in the company. We're fighting for job security.
The House, largely along party lines, voted to legalize marijuana nationwide and eliminate criminal penalties for distribution and possession. It now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is working to introduce a similar bill soon. It's not clear that the legislation would pass in the upper chamber. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Live Saturday show. Phones are open at 603-283-6160. It's Ian the Nudge and Captain Kickass in the studio here. You can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. We do have a Matrix chat server. You go to chat.freetalklive.com. Interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. It is free, and it's self-hosted, meaning that we run the server, not some big tech evil corporation. And so that means you got more freedom to express yourself there. You can create your own channels if you want to. If there's not, there's dozens of channels that listeners have created there. But if you don't see the thing you want to talk about, you can just make that. You can make it happen over at chat.freetalklive.com to get the instructions on how to get connected. We were just talking about, we had Stephen on the line. Actually, he's still there in Georgia. And Stephen, you'd asked the question, you were asking some questions about the national debt. And looking at also just the price of Bitcoin and the dollar, and you asked a good question, and I'm going to see if I can recap it here for our panel, and that was, how do we know how much of the increase in the price of Bitcoin is due to the market valuing Bitcoin higher versus just the dollar going down in value? And do you guys, I think, Nudge, you wanted to take a crack at that one?
I mean, it's definitely... What I was thinking is that I wanted to reference the stock market because during the height of lockdowns and all this government bureaucracy into people's lives and ruining businesses, the stock market was at record highs, and you had all this free money coming in with the stimulus checks, and people had to spend it somewhere. I think a lot of the volatility in the stock market and the crypto industry is these inexperienced retail investors coming in that have the money, and they're just throwing it into something like that.
I think it's both is the answer to his question, that there is, how to tell how much, I don't know. But there is, obviously, if a, you know, if the U.S. government is, or the Federal Reserve and banks are flooding the market with more dollars, right, that's going to result in an increase in price when measured against dollars in cryptocurrency. However, cryptocurrency is still a young technology. It is... it exists in the ether world, in the digital world, where it can be developed upon and improved upon, and it's not done being improved upon yet. We still know that the user experience, the user interfaces
need work,
and so we're kind of in the, I don't know, the old school phone modem days where, like, cryptocurrency is very annoying. It makes some really annoying sounds, and you can't always use it all the time wherever you're at and all that kind of thing. But these things are being developed upon, so... As cryptocurrency increases its ease of use and its utility, then that, the price is going to go up because now it is far more valuable than it was previously.
Well, not only that, but some of the traditional investors and institutions are embracing it, and for traders, they see that as a sign that it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think cryptocurrency is going to go anywhere but up. I typically believe that about crypto, whether that's because the dollar is devaluing or the market is actually just valuing it higher and higher over time for various different reasons. Because one thing that is for sure about cryptocurrency, whether we're talking about Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or, you know, all the various other ones, most of them do exactly what they say they're going to do. They allow you to transfer value from one person to another anywhere on the planet in a matter of moments without having to ask anyone's permission. And that is valuable.
Mm.
That service is valuable. What is the value of that to people? Well, that is what the market is trying to figure out, right? Like, what is this thing going to actually be worth? Is it ever going to settle down in its price, or is it going to stop being so crazy with the ups and the downs, the roller coaster charts? I don't know. I mean, some people believe that's going to happen with it someday.
I'll go make a prediction, and I think I've said something along these lines before. It's not even my prediction. I'm predicting, I believe, somebody else's prediction, and I'm, you know, sort of appropriating it, if you will. But that is that the cryptocurrency networks will eventually experience what's called an inversion. This happened in telephony, right? Telephones. Used to be the internet ran over copper wire.
Mm-hmm.
And then they discovered that, oh, you can transmit digital data over fiber, you know, better, way better and easier than you can over copper. So they started replacing all that. And now all of the telephone traffic, you know, has inverted, right? The telephone traffic now runs over the digital network, the internet, if you will, right? And so we'll see the same thing eventually with currencies, I think. We will see that if the U.S., I mean, the U.S. dollar isn't going to die, like, tomorrow, I think. I think we're going to see an eventuality where we experience an inversion in currency, where something called the U.S. dollar, maybe it's a digital version of it, rides on top of the cryptocurrency networks that are being established right now.
Yeah, and I think the banks are trying to figure that as well, because it's a lot cheaper to send a payment digitally than to ship a pallet of cash.
Right.
Or even use the old payment networks like SWIFT, which is for international banks, or even the ACH system in the United States. These things are old and decrepit.
I'm not trying to give banks any idea, but if they, you know, sort of invented their own cryptocurrency as a consortium of banks and just used that as their own private method of transmitting and receiving value between each other, they'd probably be way better off.
That'd be a smart move. I mean, there have been crypto companies out there and organizations like Stellar, for instance, that have been, you know, working on getting people.
It wasn't XRP, Ripple, weren't
Ripple
they trying to do that as well?
To do that too. Yeah. Of course, the government's targeted them recently. But Stephen, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm just, the inflation stuff really has me concerned, because you look at what happens and, like, the next step, it goes inflation, hyperinflation, mass panic, mass violence. Right.
It can.
I mean, okay, so here's a question for you. Name one country it didn't.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that, well, I mean, it's already, we're having people stealing gas here in the United States. Thanks for the call tonight, Stephen. I mean, as the gas prices are going up, the desperate people who were already having a tough time are going to get more desperate, and desperate people are willing to do things like hold somebody at knife point or whatever. That's not happening yet. They're, you know, just psychic at this point, but... Certainly, the more the inflation goes insane, we saw the stories from Venezuela about you walk down the street in some parts of Venezuela, and somebody's going to snatch a cell phone. If you get your phone in your hand, somebody's going to snatch it right out of your hand, and they're going to run, or they're going to hold you at knife point, or maybe you're going to get jacked out of your car or whatever, because the more people in desperate circumstances, the more violence you see, for sure.
Yeah, I heard about gangs situated between the airport in Venezuela and the city of Caracas that would actually hold up and abduct people as they're coming right out into the country. Yeah.
And then would they have them go to like an ATM and withdraw cash? Because that's like a thing that supposedly has happened in some parts of Mexico.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so they know the tourists have some money, right? And they just they'll let you go once you pull the cash out. They don't want to like keep you and feed you or, you know, kill you and have to deal with all that. So they just, you know, they take you to an ATM, you take all your cash out, and then they let you go.
The one thing I'll say about inflation, when it's created by injecting money into the system out of thin air, is it quite simply means more for them and less for you. The dollars that you currently have in your pocket now become worth less by whatever the same percentages of the amount of money that they put into the system, if not more, right? You're losing more than that value. So I used the example of the house I was trying to buy in 96 earlier today, right?
The one that went up by like 10x.
10x or whatever, right? Now, just imagine if I'd have saved that money. Let's say 1996, I saved up, we'll call it $100,000, just for round math, right? I saved $100,000. Now, I could have done a lot of stuff with that $100,000 in 1996.
Right.
I can only do a fraction of that same amount of stuff in 2022.
Right.
If I had just held on to that $100,000 and never spent it, put it in like a bank, maybe I earn a little bit of interest, you know, in a bank account, you know, 3% or 1% or whatever a savings account gives you these days, right? I could still do very little, much less than I could have in 1996 with that same number of dollars. So yeah, more for them, less for you.
Exactly right. We're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about inflation, and by the way, this is like the hot topic of the times. You know, it used to be, I was commenting to Nudge about our callers and, you know, what sets people off. These days, inflation is what people want to talk about.
It should.
It's what affects absolutely everyone. This isn't some sort of political question that only some people have an opinion about. Money affects everyone. The number is 603-283-6160, except people who don't use dollars anymore or use any fiat money. If you're completely converted to gold, silver, and crypto, then really, we're coming up.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones open. Even in these remaining moments, maybe enough time for you to jump on the lines right now at 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's me, Ian.
And the captain.
And once again, don't forget to check out The Nudge on his Odyssey channel. And you can get to Odyssey by going to our channel over at video.freetalklive.com and then search for The Nudge and you'll find him. He's also on Twitter at TheNudge4. So check him out there as we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, it would be hilarious. You know, Donald Trump is telling the Georgia Secretary of State, I need you to find me all these thousands of votes. I need you to make all these corrections to the vote counts. I need you to make all these corrections to the certification because, you know, you got to count the votes and audit everything. We need to make all these corrections to it. And then he winds up in the Georgia Department of Corrections. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
It would be funny.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. Yeah, you and I both know that politicians, especially at the federal level, do not suffer any kind of consequences for their actions.
Nope.
That's part of the deal. They all protect one another, even though they act like they're at each other's throats and they don't like one another. Ultimately, none of them want to be the sacrificial lamb. They don't want to have to go to prison, so they don't send each other to prison.
Unless they say something negative about the Clintons, of course.
Well, I mean, you talk about the Clintons ostensibly killing people back in the day, or currently, or whatever.
I'm talking
about the elites. I'm talking about the politicians, right? Like the high end, but like not the little aides or clerks or whatever. Obviously, those people can get put.
Yeah,
away
they're untouchable at the top. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. The people at the presidential levels, the congressional levels, those guys are completely insulated, and that's because they have an unspoken agreement. I'm sure between them, it's like, okay, we don't touch each other.
I've made the leap from what you're talking about to the fact that nobody on the Epstein Island list has been arrested,
or even the list has been released. Didn't they keep that secret?
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. Let's go to an anonymous caller. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Okay. I've been listening for a while. It's the first time I've called. All right. Was just curious about, I called other radio stations like Hannity and Local. Why has no one sued the Biden administration or held their, even, you know, because the Republicans are responsible for pushing stuff like this, too. Why is nobody taking the Biden administration to court to stop all this illegal aliens coming across our border?
Huh?
Wasn't he told by the Supreme Court that he had to put a Trump policy back in effect? And wasn't he in violation of it? Well, how come we don't hear anything about this?
I really don't know. To me, I'm not concerned with people coming here who want to make a better life for themselves. That, to me, is like the least concerning thing. Right now, I'm more concerned with the government screwing people in the United States over by inflating the money supply and going to endless wars. Why are you so concerned with people coming across the border?
Illegally?
We're talking about a voluntary agreement between a business and a worker, right?
I'm talking about thousands and thousands of illegal aliens coming from South America in a caravan is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about people coming across the border.
Why do you think those people are coming here?
Why? Because they want a better life. They want to take what we have.
Well, that's not how the free market works.
They come here and they're entitled. No, it's not a free market when you're breaking federal law. That's not free market. That's illegal. I mean, I'm surprised. You call yourself a conservative? You think that's okay?
We don't call ourselves conservatives. We're libertarians on this show. We actually believe in liberty, unlike conservatives. Conservatives and liberals are just alike. You guys don't believe in freedom.
But we have laws. You have to follow the law. You have to sign the guestbook when you come in.
Do the people who founded this country follow the laws?
I can come in your house.
No, of course not. No, because it's private property.
Free market, they can come here.
Because it's private property. We don't have a free market in this country. Can you stop talking for a half a second so we can actually address what you brought up?
You're not addressing it.
Well, that's because you keep talking. We can't actually speak to you if you don't stop talking. So look, you bring up the same old tired claim of, oh, what about your house? My house is private property. Your house is private property. We're not talking about opening up your front door and letting people in endlessly. We're talking about a place that's supposed to be a free country where someone who wants to come here and make a better life for themselves shouldn't have to ask a bunch of bureaucrats permission. Don't you believe in smaller government?
Yeah, but it's not about the government. You can't just come here because there's rules.
So you believe in big government. You believe in a big border patrol. You believe so you can stop people who you don't want in the club from coming in, right?
Well, because then why not just let everybody in that party?
Why not just let people in?
Hang on. What state is he calling from?
A state of confusion.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You got no argument because there's nothing.
No, I do have an argument. What state are you from?
Stupidity.
What state are you in?
Because you wouldn't let your neighbors.
LRN.FM.
Conservative. Mr. Conservative said the S word.
So my question for him, if he's even listening, would be, if he's in Vermont and I'm in New Hampshire, and, New Hampshire opens up some new factory that attracts workers, are paying a high wage, and, they're training and all that kind of stuff, and a bunch of people from Massachusetts and Vermont decide they're going to work at this place, and they're coming over from the borders of Massachusetts and Vermont. What's the difference between that and these people coming from a caravan from South America?
I would suggest his answer would be, well, there's laws. Laws say you can do that in this country, but you can't come in from Montreal and come work in New Hampshire.
Sure you can. There's
they got to ask permission.
Well, okay, but people do come across international borders for work all the time, whether it's legal or illegal.
Well, sure, but he wants people to always go the legal route, to have to jump through all the hoops, to have to fill out all the forms, have to pay all the fees, and it's just ridiculous. These people don't understand how insanely difficult that process is.
He apparently doesn't like fresh produce.
Yeah, and they just don't care. They don't care about what these people have to go through because, well, they're here and they're in the club and they just don't have any empathy whatsoever for anyone. Oh, well, they're not following the law. So what? Why should anyone?
Also, it's good for business and the consumer to have more people wanting to work because you don't have these job vacancies. You have lower prices. It's better for everyone.
That's a great point. There's a ton of jobs available right now. Americans aren't trying to get them. They're staying home collecting welfare.
Well, and he made the mention, too, that they're going to come here and take our stuff. It's like they're not taking anything. You know what they're going to do? They're going to work harder than most people in the United States of America for a lower wage because they're illegal and et cetera and so on. Right. If somebody coming from South America is so well skilled that they're going to take your job,
you got some brushing up to do.
You got some brushing up to do. Maybe a remedial course or two.
Sarah's on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh yeah. So they
decided to ban the plastic bags again, but our mayor is going to veto that because he wants the plastic bag banned. But I'm in support of the bag ban because it's environmentally safer, but I'm just not fanatical about it. That's all. You know what I mean?
Why can't people choose what kind of bag to use at the grocery store?
Well, because people that are obnoxious, they'll grab, you know, they'll grab two bags for each, put little one little things on it, and they'll take 20 bags and have plastic bags piled up in a landfill. You know, they're just really obnoxious, you know?
Can you ban those people from the store?
Well, you know what? They give out paper bags, you know, and that's biodegradable. That's what, if you know, and they'll charge you 5 cents. It's not a big sacrifice.
So can't you just choose to shop at a store that uses only paper bags?
Well, I mean, they just have to make it uniform. And
that's not how Sarah rolls. She wants everybody to be forced into her viewpoint of what the world is, and she thinks plastic bags are bad, so therefore no one should be able to use them.
Yeah, forcing other people to your preference is always wrong.
Do you also believe that plastic straws should be banned, too?
Well, you know, I really do think so. Because I've used other alternatives, and they hold up pretty well. They kind of toughen it up a little bit, and they know that they're biodegradable straws. You know, it's paper core materials, and it does work. So, yes, there are better alternatives.
I can't say that I've ever tried a paper straw and thought, wow, this was a really good idea.
They're garbage.
They fall apart. You put it in your coffee, like midway through, you're just kind of holding on to it with little pieces of it floating around inside. I think if you're going to try to push people or nudge people onto a better product, maybe actually work on perfecting that before you mandate it by force. Because, I mean, maybe there's a bamboo straw or some other type of biodegradable straw out there, but I haven't seen it. I just get disappointed every time I go into a store and they don't have plastic straws anymore.
They do make something that I like to put in a Bloody Mary. It's a meat straw, right? So it's basically a smoked stick of meat that's all hollowed out.
Wow.
And you can eat it when it's done.
Out of time for tonight. The other thing I'd recommend people that are concerned about landfills, check out the Penn and Teller episode on recycling from, I don't know, 15 years ago. They really get into landfills and why they're not a problem. And there's plenty of space out there to have more of these things. And there's just so much mythology surrounding this. So much fear-mongering. I recommend that episode. We'll see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.